Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Everybody, Jake and Gino here, and today we're discussing the top tips when investing in mom and pop apartments. This is not the clean, this is not the easy, this is not the simple. G-Dad, how you doing?
Doing great, Mr. Stenziano Brosif. How you doing?
Always making it happen, big man. And Gino, you've seen it all, so I want to hear from you. Give me your top story, your top craziness from a mom and pop scenario. What have you seen out? What has stuck with you over the years?
We've had so many mom and pop stories. We wrote the book. Mom and Pops.
This wrote the book profits. On Mom and Pops.
Gino at jakeandgino.com. Hit me up. I will send you a PDF copy. Talks about our framework, the buy right, the manage right, and the finance right. And that was really born out of dealing with mom and pops. Every single one of our deals has been a mom and pop, whether it's 25 unit or this 281 unit deal that I'm about to share with you. They're all mom and pops. Doesn't mean that they're burned down, they're trash. They just have those characteristics. They just want to get out of the business. They have no systems. In this particular instance, Jake and I remember it like it was yesterday. We get a call from a broker where he says, we have like really big opportunity. I'm like, how big? $5, $6 million, like 281 units, $12.6 million. Now at the time, that was the biggest deal that Jake and I had seen and underwritten. And I got really excited. I'm like, bring it on. We start looking at the deal and we start seeing all these inefficiencies. Rent roll, when we bought it, was $140,000 the first month. After takeover, $170,000. Now, everybody, Jake and I, we're really good. We ain't that good to get rent up 30 grand in 1 month. We just aren't. You know, Jake is doing his due diligence, and it's an older gentleman who built all of these units. He did a beautiful job. We still own the property. We refied it twice. I think it's printing cash. He's got 3 beds in there, 4 beds. That place is beautiful brick. It's him. He tried to sell it to his brother a couple of years back. That fell by the wayside. And he had a few sisters in the office. And Jake is walking around the parking lot going, who's driving all these Beamers?
Well, I guess, nice. I guess it was like a little luxury car show going on up there, except for the owner, the oldest brother was driving this beat up old F-150. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
And we're just scratching our heads. On this deal, he was motivated. We listened. It's all about the spy technique, the seller, property, you. I mean, if you want information on that, get the creative cash book. We talk about that. Jake had his detective ears on, didn't talk. All this guy wanted to do was get rid of his property, buy a Porsche, and drive cross country. That's what his vision was.
He did too.
And we got him his vision. And you know the amazing thing? He came up, we said, hey, you know, we can't buy it at 12.6. You know, why don't you counter offer? Give us an offer. And nowadays, the mom and pops don't know what the hell they want. We know that this guy wanted $11 million, 80% bank financing. He would hold the note for 20%. Do you know why? Because we're giving him 5% of his money. He goes to close the deal. He runs over to our community bank. Jake says, deposit the money there. He slaps down $2 million in the community bank. Everyone at the community bank loves us. Biggest deposit ever. And this guy goes and buys himself a Porsche. We have that 20% owner finance note. 2 years later, we refi it. We pay him off. It was crazy. He had an amazing asset. He didn't know what he had. That's the thing with mom and pops. They don't know what they have. They undervalue themselves. They weren't paying. They were paying for the water. They were paying for the electric. They didn't separate any of this stuff. So when we went in there, we started implementing our RUBS, our three-step framework. There was so much meat on the bone. And what do? We bought a problem. We did not buy a property. When you're That's buying a mom and pop, think of yourself. You're always out there in real estate. You're trying to buy a problem that you can solve. And then ultimately, you turn it into that beautiful cash flowing property.
So a few things here. We believe the sisters were stealing because the income shot up 30 grand in the first month. That's where the BMWs were coming from. Mm-hmm. The management was not professional. There was a lot of inefficiencies going on. That's where a nice bump came from, but that was a little later on. I don't think they financed it right. The financing was you know, poor. It wasn't long-term. It was community bank. Now they're both on, it's on agency, long-term, mm-hmm. You know, low rate. You know, fixed rate kind of stuff. So a lot of inefficiencies there to solve. But we have three top tips for dealing with mom and pops and really what you need to know. Number one, you need to be prepared to have incomplete due diligence, okay? Look, you may get a rent roll that looks like chicken scratch. You may get a survey from the 1950s or something crazy that's meaningless. You may not have an income statement. They may say, what the hell is that? Get used to reading QuickBooks, okay? You're going to have to be very competent to understand what QuickBooks looks like. We've had to verify rents by door knocking because we didn't trust the data that we were getting. Ask to see bank statements. That's one of the best ways to do it, unless they're pocketing the cash. And that's a real thing. These are all the crazy things that you're going to do with mom and pops. Be prepared to have, you know, the night before closing, someone's going to take you to Ruby Tuesdays and try to get you drunk to shake you down for an extra $2,000. This is all stuff that's happened to us. So you got to be prepared to solve problems, like Gino said, and also have incomplete documents, weird due diligence, weird asks. This is, think of horse trading. You're just going to deal with some folks that may be their only asset and they come up with crazy shit. So be prepared for that. But if you're willing to hang in there and solve those problems and really change your life and create a tremendous amount of wealth.
There are pros and cons to incomplete due diligence. The pros are not many buyers are going to hang in there or know what to do with those incomplete due diligence documents. This is where, you know, this is where having a team, knowing your market. If you're looking at a 10 unit property and they're all two bedrooms and there's no rent roll, there's no expenses, as a multifamily investor, you should know what they basically are, what those two bedroom rents can get to. You should know what the expenses are. And if they don't, little tip here, find a community bank in the market that does. Let them help you underwrite the deal and then come back with at least some type of offer. It's very difficult in this market, Jake. You've seen the mom and pops. They ask for a number, you give it to them, then they waver. Just go in there with your best number, with whatever number works for you. Be solid and say, this is where it works for me. Let's make it happen. Now, the con of incomplete due diligence, if you don't know the market and you don't know, you're just taking a shot in the dark. That's the thing. That's why mentorship coaching for us was vital for me in the beginning, because I knew the first thing I needed to do was select the market. If you don't have a market selected and you're just going into different markets, how do you become an expert in that market? How do you know what rents are? How do you know what expenses are? Property taxes, utilities. These are all things you should know in your market. You should know what it costs to pick up the garbage. You should know what, you know, landscaping, snow removal, whatever that is. You need to be a master of that. And once you are, you can be confident. You can go in there and you can slam down a number that makes sense and say, hey, you know what? Since we don't have those numbers right now, once we go into due diligence, if I find out that something's going on crazy here and something's incomplete, I can change my offer then. But you need to put your best foot forward in the beginning and be confident with your offer.
Number two, be prepared to implement professional management. Gino just said, in this space with these mom and pops, you need to be a problem solver. What does that look like? You go in with, it may be your company, it may be third-party management, but you need to go in and implement proper, you know, professional management. We think there's a 5 to 10 year window left in these things, meaning these mom and pops that are out there, I think there's another 5 to 10 years left before the majority of them are gobbled up by the big money, the institutions, okay? So this is your opportunity to go in, do the hard and dirty work, turn the property around with professional manager-right expectations. That's what's going to really turn these things around. And look, you know, it could be a million things. It could be getting the laundry right. It could be replacing appliances. It could be having on-call service. Some of these places don't have on-call service. Everything that goes into proper professional management is typically what's lacking in the mom and pop space.
Man, there's so many things you said there. I can make this an hour video. But the reason why Jake is saying there's only a 5 to 10 year window, technology is going to make the 25 to 30 unit property very easy for these large companies to manage. They're going to put in virtual leasing. They're going to put in virtual locks. They're going to put in smart technology where they don't even have to be on the property. And they're going to be able to buy these little units up, and they're going to be able to have these call centers where you don't even need on-site management anymore. And maintenance is going to be roving. So these bigger companies are going to figure that out. That's why in the next 5 to 10 years, there is that opportunity, but that opportunity is going to dwindle. Couple other things that we didn't have when we were the mom and pop owners that we professionaled up: property management software. Now, if you want to get, you know, a company that you don't have, we're using AppFolio. If you're just starting out, AppFolio is too big. hit me up. I'll connect you with property management software that we're referring to our students. The other thing is a website. Most of these mom and pops don't even have websites on there. So how are they doing, you know, tenant payments? There's no portal for them. There's no pictures. There's no virtual leasing on there. There's a lot of things that you as the mom and pop landlord have to watch out. If you're a mom and pop landlord right now, you better start professionaling up, or someone's going to come by and buy your properties and add all those inefficiencies in there and start really leveling up. If you're a landlord right now and you don't know any of these systems, just reach out to us. We have that BuyRight, ManageRight, FinanceRight. We manage over 1,500 units internally. We've learned all these systems. We're continuing to refine these systems. And a lot of the students in Jake and Gino come in with a portfolio of 100, 200, 300 units. And we have coaches on staff that are teaching them how to implement the systems, whether they're property logs, whether they're weekly pulses, the cadence of accountability. These are all things that you need to be doing. If you're not doing it yourself, you need to be implementing them with your third-party property management, Jake.
Gino said it best: buy right, manage right, and finance right. And whether it's a 30-unit mom and pop, a 281 unit, 100 unit, whatever the case may be, these properties were built, you know, at a time where development costs were much less, and they were built in the areas that you want to be, you know, really close to the populations. So there's a lot of value there, especially when you're picking them up drastically below replacement costs. Mm-hmm. That's what you got to be looking out for.
Great point.
Now, the third one, you got to be patient, okay? It's going to take time to turn the ship around. I'm not talking 10 years, but it could take you a year to 2 years to turn these properties around, because you may have existing people there that didn't qualify, don't meet the expectations. Mom and pops are notorious for either not doing background checks or doing very incomplete background checks, credit scores, credit checks, and all these things. So it may take some time, because in place leases, et cetera, to turn the property around and get it to the place where it needs to be, where you're offering that Chick-fil-A type customer service. Be patient. The profits will come when you perform from a customer service standpoint and you do the right thing for your customers. So you need to be patient early on. Not going to happen overnight.
And Jake, isn't that something that we always preach? I mean, it's a 100-year mindset. I mean, most residential brokers out there aren't investors. They're brokers because they work on transactions. The Jake and Gino community, we're creating multifamily entrepreneurs. We're working on the mindset. And let me ask you a question. What is a year or 18 months of your life if you're able to generate?
It's a freshman year in college that you burned your brain cells on, right?
And I'll give you a quick example, Jake. Our very first deal, the Courtyard property, it was 25 units. We bought it in February of 2013. I'll never forget it. And this property had every challenge: weekly renters, septic systems blowing up. It took a little over than 18 months for us to refinance that property. We put in $83,000 as a down payment on that property. We used owner financing. We refinanced out $160,000. We doubled our proceeds of refinancing, all the while cash flowing every single month. Do you know how long it took me to make $160,000 slinging pizzas? That's tax-free because we're refining it. It's basically a loan back to us. That is a lot of pizzas. So if you're thinking, oh, it's going to take me 18 months to get a lump sum check like that and to be able to repurpose that into the next deal, it's so worth taking the time. Now, as you become more proficient, we did a 50-unit deal last year. The timeline was a lot quicker. Those 50 units, we were able to reposition it, actually add 2 units on the property. And within a year, we're refining all that money out and then some.
A lot of experience behind that, though. You know, it took some time to get to that point.
Yeah. It does. But even so, on your very first deal, target 18 months, between 18 months and 24 months to have a life-changing event, because it's exciting, because all of a sudden you've done it. We coined the term refi and roll. Over 15 million bucks from our portfolio has been refinanced out and rolled into the next deal. Life-changing. Does it happen overnight? I challenge you. Anything that you've done in your life that's really, really important, does it happen overnight or does it take a little bit of time? It takes a little bit of time, but
it's some grit, baby.
Worth it. Exactly. It's so worth it. Refi and roll, my friend. 18 months.
Hey, let's see that book again for the YouTube folks. Wheelbarrow Profits. It's our first one. It's the best one. Refine, roll, mom and pops, all day, every day. Gino at jakeandgino.com. Get yourself some. G-Father, awesome. Thanks so much for today.
Take care, bros. Thanks.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.